Convicted murderer Cress Carney was sentenced to 104 years in prison without the possibility of parole in Dillingham Superior Court yesterday. Carney was convicted in April of the 2006 murder of Dillingham mother of four, Natalia Tamurphy. From KDLG in Dillingham, Eileen Good has more.
Natalia Tamurphy first went missing in early September of 2006. 3 weeks later, her strangled body was found in a gravel pit near the Nurka subdivision in Dillingham. In November of 2006, Cress Carney initially confessed to that murder, claiming he had killed Tamurphy because he feared she would accuse him of a sex crime. Defense counsel attempted unsuccessfully to have that confession suppressed for trial, and argued during trial that it was forced out of him by coercive police tactics. The jury did not find that argument compelling, and convicted Carney last April of first and second degree murder and tampering with a crime scene. Prior to handing down his sentence yesterday, Judge Fred Terese heard from many witnesses, including Cress Carney's father, Natalia Tamurphy's aunt, and the guardian of Natalia Tamurphy's children, as well as from counsel in the case and Cress Carney himself. The district attorney's office asked for a maximum sentence, including 99 years imprisonment, to be served consecutively with a 5-year penalty for tampering with a crime scene. Assistant District Attorney Ben Hoffmeister additionally asked the judge to remove the possibility of discretionary parole, noting that Carney is dangerous today and will still be dangerous at the age of 75. Carney's attorney, Scott Sterling, asked for a moderate amount of leniency in the case, noting that while Carney is certainly a criminal, he is not a monster.
But Cress did confess to killing Natalia. The tape, at least my belief is, made the impression on the jury that Cress was confessing to something that he needed to confess to. And that shows that he has a conscience. And that shows that he's not a monster. Judge, I have no doubt that the court is going to agree that an extended period of isolation is going to be the primary sentencing criteria along with community condemnation. I'm not going to try and dissuade the court from avoiding or incorporating those criteria. But I am going to suggest this, that when the sentence is imposed, it should be for a period of time without parole restriction that allows this gentleman, when he is of a certain age, which I predict will be in his mid to late 70s or in his mid to late 80s, to at least allow him to present himself to the parole board.
Speaking on his own behalf, Carney's sentiments to the judge were somewhat muddled, sounding at times repentant, but at other times highly resentful.
If there was a chance I did it, and this was a better trial, the state had evidence, I would admit to it, Your Honor. I'd straight up admit to it. I'll tell you, Your Honor, give me the 99. I committed a crime, give me the 99. Don't give me the parole. Give me the whole 99, because I know even if within you give me 99, I'll be eligible for parole in 33 years. I know the parole board ain't gonna, because of my past record, ain't give me parole. So I'm going to die in prison anyway. I did find the Lord, and he, you know, I prayed about this a lot. And yes, I might have committed the murder. I ain't saying I did, I ain't saying I didn't. I got a good chance of getting this on appeal. And for the family members here today, they don't have to worry about me sticking around this cop calling town.
In the end, the prosecution got the sentence they requested. When handing down his sentence, the judge noted the brutality and premeditated nature of Carney's crimes, as well as the harm Mr. Carney's actions had done to the community as a whole. In view of those things, Terese said, there was no option but to treat Carney as a worst offender, and as such sentenced him to 99 years in prison to be served consecutively with a 5-year sentence for crime scene tampering. He also revoked the possibility of discretionary parole. For Hoffmeister's part, he says while this result does not make him happy, he does believe justice has been served.
I don't take sentencing lightly. It's something that I put a lot of thought and effort into, and I think that the judge said that he does the same thing. I think anyone that does my job that thinks that it's a very easy thing to do to sentence someone basically to the rest of their life in jail is somewhat foolish. It's a very difficult thing to do, and it's a recommendation that I take very seriously. That being said, it's not something that I envy. But in this particular case, I think it was necessary. So how I feel, I think that justice was served, and I think that the public is protected from a very dangerous offender, a person that needs to remain permanently isolated, I think is what I told them, the court, and what the court agreed with. So.
Carney's attorney has said he will likely pursue a further appeal. In Dillingham, I'm Eileen Good.